Oh, look, that pastry tastes shrapnel. Shoves the dwarf in his socks.
Didn't Sybil used to cook this for you, Fit?
She did, yes. This is what I used to sit down with my brothers, Christopher.
Well, Sybil, you said this was your supper dish when you were a little girl.
Yes, with my mother. Mm.
So, Sybil, did you have pickles with this when you were younger then?
Yes, we did.
Right.
And very often red cabbage.
Ooh.
It's all crunchy. Mm-hmm. Pickle's lovely, crunchy.
I think Piccalilli, it's a mustard pickle. So it's, bearing that in mind, it's really good with beef.
Yes.
And I particularly love the pie. There's big chunks of meat, but it's so full of flavour because of that stock.
Yes.
That's a belter, Sybil.
Great granny's pudding.
It's exciting. We're about to taste this 200-year-old recipe for the first time in a generation.
When do you reckon was the last time that that pudding was made, Sybil?
When my mother was alive. Is that 30 years ago?
Oh, yes. Oh, that's a working pudding.
Oh, yes.
Look at that.
Stick to your ribs.
Yes.
It tastes more bready than a Christmas pudding, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Mm. Do you reckon this is a good simple supper?
Well, supper's different things to different people, but I don't see it as a full meal supper. It's something...
A little less than a dinner.
A little less than a dinner that you might have late in the evening.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a lot of preparation, isn't there?
Mm.
There's a lot of time waiting, so you'd have to prep it properly, wouldn't you?
That's the advantage of making a large quantity, isn't it?
Exactly that. Mm. Looking back historically at how our ancestors cooked, isn't it interesting that there was so much preparation time and now we've kind of got out of the way of that?
Yes.
Because it's all very quick and instant food and very, you know, with not a lot of time. But if you do prep it, you can have lovely things like this.
Mm. Yep. Should we try some chutney?
We'll try a bit of cheese with it as well.
Some Yorkshire cheese.
Oh, some great recipes, aren't they?
Oh, superb.
And, you know, we'd love you to come to our recipe fair, to come and cook some of your food. You know, bring your books, we can all have a look. Would you like to join us?
Thank you. We've got some jam for you to take away.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Now, that's proper, isn't it? Going away with a jar of jam.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Red used to do that when you were little, didn't he?
Yes.
Have you got any homemade wine just on your chest?
What a fantastic supper, Kingy. Reuniting pies with pickles is a great idea.
Yeah, dude, something that Fiona and Sybil's family were doing 180 years ago is something that I'm going to start doing from now.
And without a doubt, that combo will go down a storm at the Recipe Fair supper banquet later.